Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Welcome back. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mully is off and under the weather today. And joining us now is BetMGM ambassador Chris Chelios, BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. And like all of our guests, Chelly is brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? Or just you, I guess.
Yeah, just me. It's okay. It's been a lot of stuff to talk about this morning. Certainly, I want to give you the opportunity, like we did last week. If you want to vent about the Bears, feel free to vent about the Bears. What went wrong in your mind in Arizona? Chelly, this is crisis mode.
Okay, first we'll bring up the bad, and then we'll talk about the good. Yeah, how do you not throw the ball once to Cole Kmet?
Right.
I'll start with that. So that's, whoever, the offensive coordinator, Williams, I don't know. Maybe you know better than me. And then the weekend before, maybe they targeted him twice. After the game he had in London, he's by far their best player. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to realize he is a foot bigger than anybody's covering him, and he's a great player. I'll leave it at that.
They aren't changing play callers either. He doubled down on Shane Waldron. They're going to stay with the same guy, even though the last couple weeks have been very unimpressive. And earlier in the year, he didn't exactly cover himself in glory. So Matt Eberflus is stubbornly staying with Shane Waldron.
Yeah, well, he'll go down with the ship then, as far as I'm concerned. But you know what? I'm still not giving up on him. Williams is still young. The defense is still good. They had a little bit of a hiccup there that last game, but they're probably tired. They're getting tired being on the field as much as they are because the offense isn't pulling their weight. But you know what? That division's so tough, and now it's going to get harder when they start playing Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota. So it is what it is, but I hope they could start playing a little better because it did take a couple steps backwards last couple games.
You said you had a positive? Are you going to talk about the kicker? What positives?
No positive.
You're right. Then you watched the same game we did.
Yeah, I'm trying to be positive. There is no positives, but I'm trying to be positive. Well, I like the D.
The Blackhawks have given you reason to be positive. They had a very productive road trip, 3-2. I did not expect them to win back-to-back in Southern California over the weekend. How surprised were you by that road trip, and where in the heck did Ryan Donato come from? Leading the team in goals, did not expect that either.
Oh, what a great start. He just works hard, and he's been good from day one. He had the first couple of games, he wasn't having much luck putting in the back of the net, but he sure has now. And whatever line he's played with, he's had success, and it's great. He's a smaller kid, but he got a lot of grit, and he plays hard. And it seems like Foligno, whoever he plays with, gets that line going too. So good for him, being the captain. And I think that game, L.A., where, he drops his gloves and then he scores that goal, they had two horrible periods, horrific periods. I don't even care about that. The end of the day, if you win that game, and that seemed to give them a little confidence going into the next two games where they played well. They had the kind of a slow start the last game in that first period. But otherwise, you know, you got to be happy. That's not an easy trip out there. It doesn't matter who you're playing. So that's good to see they're coming home tonight against Detroit. That's going to be a big game for them. Hopefully, you know, after a road trip, sometimes you have a tendency to have a little bit of a letdown, but we'll see what happens. But all in all, it was great. Bedard, you know, not scoring goals necessarily like he'd like to, but he's a centerman and he's making unbelievable plays and setting guys up.
Chris, they're 5-7-1, and while nobody's going to plan a parade or anything, I think that does represent improvement when they could have gone the other way, going on the road as much as they were struggling. What do you think the biggest reason is why they didn't kind of wither, why they came back and showed some resilience and resolve?
Well, like I said, up to this point, they've had maybe one game where they really didn't compete and play. You know, they haven't been getting outshot, which was the case a lot last year. Mrazek's had to stand on his head, you know, last year quite a bit, whereas that hasn't been the case this year. The games have been even in shots, and that's a good indication that they're playing better hockey. So they got to be feeling pretty good about themselves with the addition of these guys. Bertuzzi, you know, we talked about him having a slow start. He's doing what, you know, he does, goes to the net. You saw that Phillips goal, you know, Bertuzzi right in front, not a big kid, but he just has a knack for knowing where to go and has his timing's perfect. Scored that big goal to tie it, you know, late in the game there. So it's just that. And, you know, these other guys got to start contributing, Hall, the veterans. And then, you know, I hope, you know, we hope that Martinez can get back soon to help them in the back end. So it's looking good.
All right, Chelly. So last February, Patrick Kane stole your thunder. On the night that they retired your jersey, he scored the overtime game winner for the Red Wings over the Hawks. So what are you going to do tonight to upstage him when he comes back with the Wings to play the Hawks?
I'm leaving the country. I'm flying to Toronto right now. How's that?
Okay.
So I don't have to worry about it. No, I've got to go up to, I'm going to start the inductions with Jeremy Roenick, and I'm going to go celebrate that with him this week up in Toronto. But yeah, I'm sure Kane is going to get a warm welcome back again. But there's no way it'll match the intensity of that weekend between the jersey and, you know, Cindy Crawford scoring from center ice and Eddie being out, you know. That was a heck of a weekend, but it's great to see Kaner come back. It's too bad they don't get to see him as much anymore because of the, you know, Detroit being in the East. So yeah, but it's good to see him back, and I wish him the best. But I hope he scores a hat trick and the Hawks win 7-3.
He's got 8 points in 11 games. He can still be a productive player at this stage of his career. Have you seen enough to know why?
He just, again, coming off the injury, the hip thing, I think, you know, that seems to be a non-issue now, which obviously slowed him down, you know, the previous year. So if he stays healthy, he still, you know, he has it, the quickness, the skill level. He's got some good players in Detroit to play with. I think he's got great chemistry with DeBrincat. So yeah, he's by far, by no means is he even close to being done. He loves the game. That's the one thing. I compare him to myself. He's the first one at the rink, last one to leave. So there's no question in my mind that, you know, Detroit's going to be fighting for the playoffs this year. It'd be a big disappointment if he didn't make it, but we'll see.
Chris, safe travels up to Toronto. Appreciate your time and insight. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you. Take care.
Chris Chelios, BetMGM ambassador, also Blackhawk legend and ambassador. He won't be there tonight, but you should be, or at least watching. The Blackhawks and the Red Wings, Kaner versus Bedard. It's going to be a fun matchup. It's going to be electric inside that building. Looking forward to going myself later in the day.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.